Now, the caveat, of course, is those drugs are not, pembrolizumab's not without toxicity, nivolumab's not without toxicity. I think we're going to hear about a case later where the patient actually had a fatal outcome. And I think where I'm most cautious is in patients who have any sort of underlying autoimmune disease. So that's where I'm a little hesitant. I know that there's some variation in practice, but from my standpoint, we're now making sure those patients are getting their PD-L1 testing results back as quickly as we're getting EGFR and ALK and ROS. And that's going to help guide. There's going to be the PD-L1 high expressers, the mutation-positive patients, and they're probably not going to be overlapping for the most part. And then everybody else, where chemo's still going to be the best choice to start.
But you brought up this fascinating issue, which I hadn't even thought about, which is the sick patient. Because normally you wouldn't think about immunotherapy in a sick patient. But what do we know about, so we know the response rate's higher. What do we know about time to response, checkpoint inhibitor versus chemo?
Probably not that different. I mean, there was this rumor that it would take longer before they would respond. I've definitely had patients who responded very quickly to checkpoint inhibitors, just as we've all had chemo patients where within a few days that they're responding to the chemo just because they feel better, or if they're having tumor fevers, those go away.
So in a patient like this, if this was 2 years ago?
Yeah, almost 3 years ago.
So a patient like this, if you got back, PD-L1 assay was greater than 50%, would you have used pembrolizumab or chemotherapy?
Probably would have used pembrolizumab based on this data. If you'd asked me that 2 weeks ago, where we hadn't seen the information, and in the case that we talk about for my patient, if you don't know that they have high PD-L1 expression and not in the first line setting, the response rates aren't really that different. And so I sometimes would use chemo if they'd had a prior good chemo response. But now with this data showing that the response rate was a little better and the other outcomes were better, I think it's reasonable. So I wouldn't exclude someone based on being too sick from getting a checkpoint inhibitor.